I'm your other host, Monica.
And today, we're going to be talking about the versatile light sources that can help study the tiny building blocks of everything, aka molecules and how materials behave.
Yeah, so this article is called High-Speed Modulation of Polarized Thermal Radiation from an On-Chip Aligned Carbon Nanotube Film. Quite the mouthful. And It was actually featured in Nano Letters in October 2023. And this special issue actually highlights that this fancy light that can be turned on and off really quickly, and it makes for a great way of detecting very, very faint signals.
And the researchers from Keio University in Japan and Rice University in Texas use special films made of aligned carbon nanotubes. Ooh, I know someone who does work on this. AKA our own Monica. To develop this light source, and it can emit polarized infrared radiation, which is useful for certain types of scientific analysis.
Now, the speed at which this light turns on and off depends on the direction of the electrical current. And the researchers discovered that it works faster when the current flows in a specific direction. Now, let's dive into some of those specific details.
So using aligned CNTs, the group have developed broadband thermal emitters of polarized infrared radiation with switching speeds of less than or equal to 20 megahertz. And specifically to what Monica was saying, is that if they found out that the switching speed depends on whether the electrical current is parallel or perpendicular to the CNT alignment direction, with a significantly higher speed achieved in the parallel case.
Exactly. And normally, conventionally, what we have in thermally activated sources, such as ceramic materials and halogen lamps. So those are the typical ones that are used for this kind of research. What they have is they have modulation speeds that are pretty low, around 10 hertz, because of their large heat capacities. Now, alternatives to this are external modulators, such as mechanical choppers, and those can be used to achieve really high modulation speeds, over 10 kilohertz. But the entire measurement system becomes really, really bulky. So it's not ideal for sensor applications, especially for really, really tiny, minute experiments and sensoring type of research. Now, the alternative to those are acoustic optic and electro-optic modulators, which have higher modulation speeds of around 200 megahertz or higher, but they cannot be used for any broadband light sources.
And so how did the researchers come to the conclusion that 20 megahertz was optimal? So, well, the group was studying the thermal radiation properties of carbon materials, which are an alternative to all the methods that are currently out there. And, you know, so CNTs can generally overcome all the challenges we currently have.
Yeah, so it came as like the results came after they decided to follow the research question. For thermal radiation properties of CNTs. And what's super cool is if you check out Figure 1C, it has this CV, so this current voltage curve, and you see this parallel data. So the data of the parallel device where the current is flowing the one way, and the switch is going the other way. So that's the red curve. And then you have the perpendicular device. And you can see how it's the perpendicular to the current. There's like nothing going on in that CV curve. It's completely flat. But if you have it in the parallel device, it's just exponentially, it's like almost 2.5 milliamps on there, which is really considered a lot in this case for one CNT aligned device.
And you also have to apply like almost triple the power of 10 watts for the parallel through, though versus 3 watts for the perpendicular. So that's also an interesting detail to know too.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. So the power versus the current that's going on. And it's also temperature dependent, I was reading. So the perpendicular one, the hotter the conditions, the more power you need to get the device going. So we're talking really hot, like up to 1,000 kelvins, which is around 700 Celsius.
Oh yeah, that's super hot. That's
Yes.
really hot.
It's quite hot.
And it's not good for actual like devices that we're working with on a day-to-day basis. Okay, so to investigate the modulation and switching speeds that can be achieved with these Align CNTs device emitters, the researchers perform a time-resolved measurements of the emission intensity. And so that means the researchers track and record changes in the intensity of the emitted signals over time. And in this context, the emission intensity refers to the strength or brightness of a specific radiation emitted by the CNTs in parallel or perpendicular.
Yes, and in the parallel device, the thermal emission intensity actually was observed to quickly increase at almost the same speed as the voltage increased, and then it saturated at the high level of that voltage. Now, in the perpendicular device, the light emission intensity increased way more slowly and didn't even saturate at the high level of voltage. It kept going.
And I think to understand these differences better, the experimental results were actually compared with simulations, right?
Yes. And then in figure four, jumping from figure two and three, where they talk about the simulation stuff and it looked fairly similar, we also have figure four that showcases how the relaxation time was studied for both devices. And the researchers also studied different sizes of devices. And they also did, and they ended up discovering that 1 micron by 1 micron was which was the smallest device size that they studied. It was found to be the most optimal and had the best performance in terms of emitter switching capabilities. So much better than the big ones.
Of course, yeah. It's very cool and very efficient tech.
Yeah, for sure. And the one thing when reading this work though was that there was no subheadings for the sections. And I don't know if it's just me, but it's just it went abstract, main text, and then just experimental at the end. Like there was no intro, R&D, and then conclusion labeled there.
Right.
There's none of
That's
that.
a unusual setup for sure, though,
A little bit,
because
yeah.
yeah, because usually also like when we read papers, we have a technique of how we go. Like most people go from abstract and then conclusion. And then if they really want to read more into it, they go to the R&D and then maybe materials and method if they want to replicate it. So not having those would be quite hard to follow.
Yeah. But that's why we have us, right? We
Yeah.
just digested the whole thing. I read the paper for you, and if you want to go
Yes.
read it, you
Yes. No, this is great. And also, just a question for you. Did you know that this kind of characteristics could be observed in your devices? Because you were also working with parallel carbon nanotubes, right? Did you think that this would?
Yeah, I didn't think so. So now I definitely have to cite this paper in my paper. It
Yeah.
will be out, I guess, this year at some point. I
Yeah.
keep saying that, but you know what? Life is hard. So what can we do? But yes,
It
I
will
think it's
come
really
out.
interesting how like the current being perpendicular versus parallel. Like that's a fascinating thing to study and observations that were made and nice figures overall, easy to read. The paper was very focused. So very much like here's what happened, here's how we did it. Very easy to read and follow along. So overall, this development could lead to more advanced techniques for studying molecular structures and materials because it ended up, the end goal is to have it as a sensor.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And hopefully you, in conjunction with other scientists who work on these types of parallel CNTs, can propel this field much forward in the near future.
Nice. I hope so.
Yeah. All righty. And that is all the Nano for today. Take care.
And stay curious.
And that is all the Nano for today. Take care.
And stay curious.